It's time for some travel news and a little fun from the Z. Michelson Travel Podcast with Jay Lawrence.
Well, I'm Jay Lawrence.
And this is Z. Michelson.
Today, you're going to be talking about Belfast.
But going from Belfast, which is a big city center, it's the capital and largest of Northern Ireland, believe it or not, and it has these big buildings, these big towns. So I walked into one of their centers and said, listen, I'd like to find the Catholic cemetery. And they told me, okay, you know, not a problem. And they told me where to go. They, you know, they gave me like a little directional map and they said, okay, just go down here. And they said, oh, it's 3 miles. And I thought, well, 3 miles. So I figured, well, maybe I better ask, is it miles or meters or, you know, how, because they have different calculations than we do.
Yes.
You know? So they said, no, it's definitely American miles, 3 miles. Now, my husband and I took off on foot.
3 miles.
And we figured, well, 3 miles isn't that bad. You know,
yeah,
hey,
right.
It's nice.
We can walk
nice,
1 mile.
Yeah, it's a nice healthy walk. I happened to have a pair of wedgie sandals on that day. Not a good thing.
I cannot believe that Z. Michelson from Z. Michelson Travel had wedgie sandals on when she was out looking for her roots.
Now, one thing I do recommend when traveling to places that have rain is to carry, they have these nice little tiny portable umbrellas or a little poncho.
Oh.
We luckily grabbed our umbrellas that day and I threw them in my little backpack and good thing we did because it started to rain and we were getting very, very wet.
Ooh.
And again, it was the middle of summer and we were walking and walking and walking and walking and we knew that we had gone 3 miles and we couldn't find this place. Now, my husband, if you are not familiar with cities, there are some areas in the cities that are absolutely beautiful and breathtaking. And then there are some areas of the city that may be just a little seedy. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We had started getting into the
seedier
part of town. Now, I'm from Brooklyn, so I came from a seedier part of town. So I was, you know, not...
You were comfortable.
Yeah, I was comfortable. I did not feel afraid or any problem. There were buses on the route. There were things, taxis on the route. But we figured, well, it's only 3 miles. We'll just keep going. But I'm glad we did because as we're walking down through this through the area, we were able to stop and go into like a little store. We were thirsty, so we wanted to stop in the store. So
did you have a coffee, a beverage?
We had a Coca-Cola, believe it or not. We had a Coca-Cola and, you know, we stopped and used the restroom. And they're not like AM PM mini markets or Wawa stores like here. These are the older, traditional, you run in type of store and get your cigarette and your gut pack of gum and your soda and leave. So they're smaller, but they did have a restroom available. And as I was chatting with the storekeeper, she spoke with an extremely heavy brogue. And like I said earlier in one of my other podcasts, when you're going to Ireland and you're going to England and you're going to Wales and you're going to Scotland, yes, they do speak English. However, in Ireland, they also have a brogue. So some are heavier than others. And they do speak Gaelic, which is the Irish tongue. So a lot of times you'll have to realize this. So I was having a nice conversation with this woman and my husband comes out and he started talking with her. He did not understand her. Now
I can see your husband.
Right, because my husband loves to talk to people.
Right.
So now knowing that, we proceed down our journey and it's getting, we're getting wet and we're getting tired and we can't figure out where, you know, are we on the right street? Because they just said take this street. And so we run into a local, a nice young lady. And I had stopped her on the street, and good thing I did, because my husband would never have understood her. And I said, I'm looking for the Catholic Irish Cemetery. Are we on the right street? And she said, oh, yeah, just a couple more miles down the road. And I thought, oh, my gosh, it's a couple more miles down the road. And again, it's still raining.
With your poncho.
Well, we had umbrellas.
Your umbrellas,
We didn't pack the ponchos that day because it said it was supposed to be pretty clear, but I didn't trust them, so I packed the umbrella. Again, little tiny umbrellas and little ponchos, lightweight ponchos, are fabulous.
Would you say, did you have a fanny pack or?
I had one of those light backpacks.
Backpack?
Mm-hmm. Which allowed me, because you have to carry your passport with you.
Right.
Because if you're in and out of these areas, you need your passport and your ID. You have to have that with you. You have to have, you know, other things that you're traveling with. So you put them in a small backpack, because you're going to be gone the day, basically.
Right.
You're out all day.
Right.
Yes, and the money there in Northern Ireland is the British pound.
Ah.
In Southern Ireland, it's the euro.
Mm.
But in Northern Ireland, it's the British pound. So you have to be aware of your money transfers when you're going in and out of the countries.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And if you are on a cruise ship, they help you with that. They have machines, actually, that, you know, hey, we're in another country here. Put your money in and we'll convert it for you. So they make it simple for you.
Okay.
So as I stop this nice young lady and I said, I'm looking for this, she gives me the directions. And as we're walking down the street more, she comes running up from behind me. And she was so excited. And she starts talking to me fast, very quickly. And she was showing me this monument that was made. And that's why I'm glad we decided to walk, because I would not have seen some of these cultural things that are going on. And she shows me this monument and she kept telling me, this is Company Death. And it was like, I could not understand her. I did not understand what she was trying to explain to me.
Company what?
Death.
Can you spell that for me?
No.
No.
And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because as I'm talking with her, and I says, I don't understand you. What do you mean? She writes it down. They don't say A, B, C, D.
Ooh.
They pronounce the sound. Death.
Death.
Right. Company death. So Company D, it was a memorial to Company D from the IRA.
Oh.
So, you know, it was a big memorial. It was beautiful, done in stone and marble, and it was right there in the middle of this area, which was amazing.
But you wouldn't have seen it if she hadn't pointed it out to me.
I would have passed it, but not know what was going on. And I wouldn't have seen it if we just jumped in a cab.
Mm.
So we actually seen that, and that was pretty cool. I have pictures of that.
So this is one of the real advantages of going out on your own.
And walking. Mm-hmm.
And getting a part of the culture.
You become part of the culture. You meet wonderful people. And like I said, this woman did not have to show me this thing. She obviously came from a store. I had interrupted her going home just to find directions to the cemetery. And she, you know, came running up from behind me to show me this.
Wow.
So she was excited about it. So, you know, we were excited to see it.
So did you finally get to the cemetery?
It gets better. We get to a cemetery. And we walk in.
Wait a minute. A cemetery?
A cemetery on our journey. And we walk in and we go to the groundskeeper and said, is this the Catholic cemetery? And they went, no, this is the public cemetery.
Let Z. Michelson make your travel dreams come true. Contact Z at zmichelsontravel.com. Remember, Z spells her name. Z-E-E. To hear more travel information, click on Collage Travel Radio, streaming on the internet 24/7 at collagetravelradio.com.